Item D, general discussion. Do the commissioners or staff have any other general discussion items?
This is Commissioner Baker.
Commissioner Baker.
I'd just like to say that I'm pretty excited about the Deschutes Hatchery, which is, you know, we can walk there from the building that we meet in every time we come to Olympia. And I'd like to put it out there that perhaps when the weather gets a bit better, I'd like to suggest that we take a field trip and actually see what's being proposed, because it's pretty incredible, and I think it would be actually a lot of fun for us to do. So if nobody objects, I'd like to work with staff to figure out a time and a place to do that.
I second the outing.
Thank you.
Great idea, Barbara. Thank you so much for that. I look forward to it.
Commissioner, I would like to just bring up that is on our planning for the spring when the weather is a little nicer.
As usual, Tammy's ahead of me, but thank you very much, Tammy.
You're welcome.
I see picnic. And
I think Brad has put in his request for the barbecue on the back end of that tour.
Make it a true outing.
Any other general discussion? I'm sorry, I interrupted someone.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Ron Warren.
Yes, Ron Warren, please.
So just as another item relative to the Deschutes facilities, I know that as the project gets awarded, the agency will plan because of the instrumental siting of that, its location to the ledge session, all those things, we will likely have a groundbreaking ceremony as construction starts. We'll make sure all of you are invited so you can attend if you'd like.
And
very
Larry,
good. Thank you, Ron. I'm sorry? I missed somebody?
No, this is Commissioner Smith. I have a question.
Chair Smith.
Yeah, are you still there, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Could you give an update on the communication office or the Bruce Botka position?
Yes, thanks, Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Carpenter, we are checking references for two finalists. There have been two individuals that came through the set of about three interviews. We had interviews with the public affairs staff themselves, interviews with the executive management team, and then the interviews with the director's office, all following the initial screening and review process. Two individuals arose out of that effort, and as I said, we're checking references now and hope to make a decision as to whether to hire or not, I believe, in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, and just to follow up, somebody called me and said it had been re-advertised, was it?
What we often do with these senior-level positions is we will open up a register and recruit, and we will announce ahead of time when we'll make a first call on the recruitment pool.
Right.
And that's what we did here. So technically, you know, the register's still open and people are still able to apply, but we let them know, like I said, right up front that, you know, we're going to look at our candidate pool at date such and such and potentially make a decision after going through that pool. So,
okay, yeah, that's not the way the message was translated to me, so I would just have my curiosity. But thanks for the update, and I think we all share the importance of that position being filled by a great person. So.
Commissioner Thorburn, I have a couple of things.
Commissioner Thorburn.
I don't know if folks have seen their email that Kelly just sent out this morning that the Supreme Court found for the department in that HPA lawsuit from the counties regarding high watermark versus the HPA authority that we've used, the impacts on fish. So that's been a long-standing point of discussion that seems to be legally settled at this point. That's kind of exciting, it seems like. I'd also like to comment the communication work that was done on the Fisher release. Absolutely great coverage that I've seen. It was a really nice news release that was put out, so I just want to take note of that. And then a question, I don't know if there's any information on it, but are we getting any rumors out of the governor's office and OFM about how our budget request is doing and when the governor is going to get his budget out?
Commissioner Thorburn, this is Joe. You know, it's pretty tough. They pretty much become a black box when they get into the final deliberations around the budget. You know, we have some insights around the ORCA package, but they're fairly general. You know, we're going to see probably some support for production and some support for enforcement. But haven't really heard a lot of detail. It feels pretty, like I said before, typical of at this point in the budget process. We are hearing that the budget may come out a little earlier than we were thinking. We were thinking the week of the 17th of December, and it may be towards the front end of that, or even late in next week, that we might get a glimpse of the of what the governor's putting forward.
Great. Thank you.
Any other comments by the commission or staff?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, Joe Stewart.
This is Joe again. I wanted to also mention what Commissioner Thorburn just mentioned in terms of the HPA note, and that was a decade-plus effort around jurisdiction. It'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction the legislature has to it, or some of our stakeholders have to it. So I don't think the debate is over. It's just probably changing. And then the other thing was just to point out that we heard yesterday that the Columbia River Sea Lion bill has passed out of the Senate. So it's now passed out of the House and passed out of the Senate, and there's some reconciliation reviews that are going on now with the hope of getting it out before Congress adjourns. So that's good news. And I guess the last thing I had was just to say happy holidays to everybody.
Yes.
Well, thank you for John.
Except we'll see you for the holidays.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Hey, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Do we have any other comments?
Commissioner Carpenter, I have a comment. I will be sending out a revised agenda for the meeting next week. The HSRG presentation has been removed, so you'll see a new agenda. It doesn't have a lot of impact, but it's on Friday afternoon. So just a heads up, no big changes. It's just that item has been removed from the agenda.
Thank you, Tammy.
Question.
Any other wrap-up?
Commissioner Baker?
Commissioner Baker.
That HSRG presentation has been a bit of a issue. They were on the agenda a few months ago and were unhappy when they got removed, and so this was our trying to make sure that they could be heard. So I guess I'm just wondering why it has been removed from this agenda.
It was by their choice. Ron, are you still on the line?
I am.
Okay. Do you want to comment, or do you?
I would love to.
Okay.
Commissioner Baker, so thanks for the question. I ongoing conversation with Andy Appleby, the vice or the co-chair of the HSRG. There's a big two-day meeting planned of the HSRG next week, and number one, they're going to have a difficult time getting ready. I didn't do a very good job of communicating to them on when they would be on. They believe that they'll have more relevant work after the work that they're doing to review our packages that they have right now, our final report for the end of the year, those types of things at a later date. And so I have committed to stay in touch with Andy and get him on at a more appropriate time.
So just to clarify, this was their choice, and they won't be complaining to people that we aren't hearing them if we agree to not having them on this time.
Commissioner Baker, I don't think we have the ability to force them to come and give a presentation. So, no, I don't think it is their choice not to come at this time. And I believe that they're willing to come at a later date and when they have more relevant information to share with the commission.
Okay, that's great. I just want to make sure that they know that we'd like to hear whatever it is that they want to say. I'm looking forward to that presentation.
I have conveyed that and will continue to do so. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Commissioner Baker and Ron. Anything else by Commissioner staff before we wrap? Hearing none, I will move to adjourn the conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission at 9:41 on December 7, 2018. Have a great weekend. See you all next week.
Yeah, bye-bye.